Hi, this is Shannon Doucet. I'm a first degree black belt here with Changing Lives Martial Arts, and this podcast today will explore creative and exciting ways to keep your mind and body strong. We'll also be looking at ways to have fun at home, support your community, and continuing on the path to achieving your Taekwondo goals. Please tune in to see different video podcasts that we'll have coming soon on our website at watch.atakick.com. So we're going to discuss how to keep your body and mind healthy and strong during this time right now. Different things that you can do: you can take walks together as a family, you can do bike rides, you can even learn how to ride a bike right now. Another thing that's important is make sure that you are going to bed at an appropriate time that your parents have decided, and make sure that you are staying nice and healthy and strong by eating good foods for your body. I would love to see you post pictures in our Facebook group of how you are staying healthy during this time. Since it's difficult to do the usual community service right now, here are some ideas of how to connect with your community while practicing social distancing. Spread positivity. You can even also host an online game night. Check in on a friend, see how they're doing. You can call them or send them an email or a text message. You can share your art in your yard or online. Drop a treat on a doorstep. Be patient and use kind words. You can also donate to a favorite cause. What are different fun ways to practice social distancing? Here are some ideas of how to pass the time and still follow CDC guidelines. Continuing your Taekwondo training at home. We have private lessons, live training on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and we also have our on-demand videos. You can have access to this on the website at watch.atakick.com. You can have each kid pick a topic that they'd like to learn about and spend 30 minutes each day on that topic. Make a game out of tearing up old mail. I don't know about you, but I have quite a bit of old mail that I don't need anymore, so this will be a fun activity to do with my kids. You can bake something. Find a new recipe, try it out, and see how it works. You can have each kid write a letter or an email to a different friend or family member. You can have backyard races, such as hopping on one foot, crab walking, or walking backwards. See about making up your own Olympic games. You can also make a stop-motion animation with Play-Doh. Try video chatting with grandparents or other extended family members. Try going camping in your backyard, or you can even do it inside if the weather doesn't allow it outside. Learn a new skill like scrapbooking, how to sew, how to craft, or even learn how to read right now. Make a shadow puppet show inside using flashlights. Make sidewalk chalk art outside. I know when I walk around my neighborhood, I see a lot of different art pieces at the end of driveways and on sidewalks, and it's been really fun to see those. You can use activity books or presents that you've gotten put away and have forgotten about. Figure out recipes for random things from your kitchen cabinets. Listen to kid-friendly podcasts like those here on watch.atakick.com. There are many fun ideas to keep you and your kids occupied during the social distancing recommendation. Just make sure that you have fun and you stay safe.